Han visste det ikke ennå, men noen av de beste barndomsminnene han skulle ta med seg videre i livet, var dagene hjemme syk fra skolen med bestefar som barnevakt. Ikke det at det var så innmari gøy å være syk, men han fikk bestille McNuggets til lunsj og se på TV i sofaen mens bestefar leste papiravisa ved siden av. Og det er nettopp sånne dager som betyr mer enn det virker som der og da. For sånn er livet, og McDonald's er bare en liten del av det, tross alt.
Jernverket som ukentlig podcast nærmer seg slutten, så jeg henter frem det beste fra skattkista. Ranger spilte på Heavy Nights i 2016, og jeg traff dem. Hele Stenkløv, det meg. Her Jernverket. Men du, før intervjuet noe jeg må si. For det ikke gratis å lage Jernverket, så om du vil støtte produksjonen av programmet, det helt genialt om du vil donere et par slanter. Det går an å trekke et fast beløp hver måned via patreon.com/jernverket eller gi en enkeltsum via VIPS nummer 567438. Informasjon og lenkene står i episodebeskrivelser, og beløpet selvsagt valgfritt. Bidraget går rett til jernverket. Tusen takk for alt jeg har fått inn hittil. Jeg takknemlig for hver eneste kron.
Okay, we're finally doing the interview we're supposed to have done like I don't know how many years ago.
Three to five years ago. Three is more in the real number.
Magic number. So I'm here with Ranger, and I haven't planned anything for this interview. So we can just start with you guys telling me who you are and what you do in the band.
I'm Dimi, and I sing and I do bass.
I'm Migo, and I play the drums.
I'm Villa, I play the guitar.
Mikael, and I play the other guitar.
So tell me the story about how it all began with Ranger. When did you become a band, and what led to it? Because you were called Turbin first.
Yeah, it was late 2008, and we were like high school kids using all our money in beer and heavy metal records, and we were just, why are there not any good bands? Maybe we had to form one our own. Then we formed a band, we got a rehearsal place, we got a demo out later next year, and it was called Turbin first. We had our first gig at Turbin. And then
in a youth house.
And at a band competition, they said we are the best, but we didn't get to the finals. I don't know.
Why?
Yeah.
Because you were the best.
But there's a video of it on YouTube, but we are not going to tell you how to find it.
But what happened after that? You changed your name? Why?
Yeah, because we needed a real name eventually, because it was just a project name, so... But the story of a Ranger name, I can't really tell how.
I think we were on a bus, and we were thinking about names. Somebody said Star Ranger. That's so cheesy. Why not only Ranger? And it was, that sounds great, man.
Well, Star Ranger would be.
It would be really cheesy.
That's more of AOR band.
Just a little bit, yeah.
And you couldn't have had a skull as your logo if you were called Star Ranger.
No, we would have
a star,
a rainbow, or a fucking cockroach, or something,
or a star,
starfish.
The music will be more of a Journey style than a speed metal style.
Nothing wrong with Journey, though.
No, I love Journey. No.
Whatever keeps you going, man. I'm not here to judge you, though. Or am I? But
what made you do speed metal? Why? There aren't many speed metal bands from Finland.
No, there aren't, and especially in 2008 and 2009, when we were forming the band, there weren't any, of course, except for Speed Trap.
Yeah, and Puebeli and Solitaire.
Yeah, and Solitaire. Yeah, but
they're older.
Yeah,
bands.
Older bands.
Nothing going. Nothing current going on.
Speed Trap was kind of the same era that we did, but we did more with the speed metal thing and
yeah, they were more like more the rocking side of
yeah, the rock, yeah,
we were more like about the yeah. knife to the
yeah, and the metal stuff with, so yeah
yeah. But there were quite a lot of years before you actually came with an album. There were like EPs and singles and a lot of shows.
EPs, yeah. We recorded a demo in 2009.
Yeah, a CDR demo.
Yeah. And it was like 2 years when we had some songs.
Okay, but after, you have to clear out because Lekomandion is going to use this backstage.
Okay, nu ska han bli brukt det. Christian?
Okay.
Did he say when?
No, after 6.
Ostakaa meidän levyjä. Yeah, and then we reactivated. 2012 we got a demo out. Another demo, that's when the shit started happening, man.
Yeah, that was the real...
Shit started.
When we started to really focus on the band more. Of course, in the period of time of 2009 and 2011-12, Mikko was doing songs, but there wasn't the band really didn't. It was active, but we weren't doing anything except for him.
Yeah.
But we were always talking about we need to focus on Ranger again.
But in 2011 or 12 we was okay, now we have got to play
and 2011
we played with the old lineup. I used to play guitar, now I play the drums, and we played a couple of songs with me in guitars, and then a drummer left, then I changed to drums, and then we found Werner for guitars, then we made Combat Metal demo, and then we played a lot of shows. And Mikael joined us for the release party of Knights of Darkness album, even though he doesn't play it, but maybe you can tell him, but it's like you've been ever since.
Really. Yeah, it was funny when Ranger was playing with the previous lineup in Tampere, where I used to live, and we had agreed that they would stay at my place. And we had a great time and enjoyed the weekend, and after that it was really surprising when they just told me that, okay guy, we want you to join because things aren't working out with this lineup. And then I just was thinking it for like 5 seconds and said, yes, I will do it. And I played on my first gig was the Knights of Darkness release, so like 6 days later than the date when I joined.
He did really good. There's a video of it.
And that's the reason why I feel like Knights of Darkness is partly one of records I played in, even if I don't. Because I played since the release, so...
So, you came in after the record was recorded?
Yeah.
Yes,
Before it was released.
We were thinking about this tradition that to change the lineup every time, so it's never the same lineup on the release gig than on the release, because... But now we have to break it, because we have a new album, Avylami, still with us. So,
so who are you throwing up this time?
Avylami, apparently, yes.
No, he's okay, I like him.
But you're quite new, like...
Yeah, I'm basically the new guy.
He's the Jason. But still, he's been in the band
two,
for
two and a half
two
years.
Two and a half years, that's a long time.
So yeah, that's not unusual.
It's not unusual, but I know him for 20 years.
It's not unusual.
We've known each other for 20 years.
We actually meet up with Mikko at the kindergarten.
Yeah.
We know since we were... I was like 4 years old.
Yeah, and I was only 6. I'm like his mentor.
Fuck off, man. Jedi Master.
You know, it was it was pretty clear during that time when the time just before Villa joined the band, it was really clear that Dimi had this vision that there's only one guy that can join our band, and he just told us that you must trust me, I know who's the guy. And then he brought Villa to rehearsal place, and we had this jam, and everything was just really clear.
I remember like yesterday it was like pretty weird, because For some reason, Dimi just called me because we, even though we have known each other for a long time, we didn't like hang out so much. And all of a sudden, Dimi called me like, "Oh yeah, I think you had this one record. You can sell me." And then just came to my
house. That was just a crappy excuse to get to chat with you.
That was basically the reason. And you had some of my movies too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he probably owed you money too.
No, but the thing was, this was of course a plan. That was when the time Jaakko was out of the picture, and I wanted the next guitar player to come, and of course Ville was the only option for me.
But we played actually two shows with as a trio.
Yeah,
it was only Mikael.
Oh well, yeah.
We played with Pentagram in Tampere, where Helle is from. For all you Jan Merkel fans out there!
I'm showing the horns, by the way.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, but we played as a trio with Pentagram. That was amazing.
Yeah, how did the trio stuff work out?
We played our...
Well, all right, but it wasn't meant to be, but...
Yeah, we like double guitars.
We just had to do it.
Yeah,
and of course it was all... always clear that we need two guitar players.
Yeah.
And it was actually a funny story that we had this gig in Muskel Rock already booked, and we were just telling Bill that, come on, you just should join us to that show, and he was like, no, I cannot, it's too fast, it's all just three days.
I was like, we haven't rehearsed at all.
Yeah. We hadn't rehearsed at all, and we just kept saying, you must go,
you must go. Yeah.
And then he finally said, yes. I will.
Yeah,
then we just had one rehearsal and off to Sweden we went and played the gig
one rehearsal.
Yeah.
One rehearsal.
I remember
trying to learn the songs.
That's still one of our best shows.
But did you have 2 weeks or 1 week like Mikael? Who was the shorter?
I had like 6 days and
you
had like 3 days before his
show. Oh, okay. I thought Ville was the wimpy one with 2 weeks.
I'm just the smallest one.
Yeah, but it was a great show. He played really well. But the next day we didn't see him because he was passed out.
The whole day.
And that's when we knew that this is our guy.
Yeah. And from Muskel Rock, I really remember because I was the new guy. No one like
the Jason
would say hi to me or everything like. Everyone's like, where's Jaakko? And I'm like, okay, yeah.
That's me now.
Yeah. I'm Jaakko now.
Yeah. You took the name and colored your hair.
I stole his identity, you know. But after the show, when we played, then everybody just all of a sudden came, welcome to Sweden. It was like...
And then
awesome and weird.
Yeah, it was a crazy and confusing time also for a Ranger because of lineup changing
and a major label.
Really confusing time.
Really stressful shit. Man.
Yeah.
What was the stuff about the label?
Because we were on Ektra Records, which is the best record label
in Finland, an indie label, and. And after when Jaakko was still in the band, we were
negotiating
a lot of deals. But we had disagreements with Jaakko and whatever, you know. But
musical differences, as you say.
Well, yeah.
But we were negotiating.
That was the main reason.
Yeah,
but still,
always.
whatever. But it was still because it was too confusing because all the legal text. What you received, and people were really interesting about you and the band, you know. And then there's this member that we have to kick out, and we have to get the new one. And then there's people. There was a hype going on, and there's so much stuff going on, and it was really confusing time.
We were under a bit of a pressure back then because everybody was waiting for us to.
Shockskull wasn't even out at that moment.
Yeah, Shockskull wasn't even out. But still everybody was waiting for us to make a full length album.
Because
we had to kick one member out, and then Ville stepped in, and we had this really lengthy...
It's called Hullunmyllyn going.
We had this lengthy discussion with the label to make the contract right. Yeah, so we were around
three,
that
variety. Two or three months.
Six months.
Yeah, if you count...
I read like legal books all and it was like... You know, when you're in a band, the playing is the least time you spend doing it.
Yeah, with the contracts.
I think that was the most stressful times Ranger ever had during that summer. Mm. Trying to make the deal
Stranger
right
time.
And having a new member and playing shitloads of gigs and
Stranger
stuff like
things.
That.
It was really stressful shit, man. But now we have a new album coming out, but please be patient.
Yeah, and wait for the questions about it. Yeah.
What and when and...
Nothing.
Who are writing songs? How do you work with the songwriting now, as you finally have found a lineup with probably not so much drama for the next few months?
Not yet,
because you have to kick out a new member, remember, before the next album?
Yeah. We have to work nowadays it's... there's a... Usually it was Mikko doing stuff, and of course some guys being a part of it, but now it's been more with these two guitarists doing the thing.
Everybody is pretty much...
Everybody is doing something.
Most of the new album, it's like, how many songs do we have? 9, 8? It's like 7, it's like my songs, and of course...
A couple of these gigs.
With Ville and Mikael shit, and we've been doing shit with Mikael on the previous album, but mostly my shit, but they're doing shit as well, so that's great to get everybody's voice heard.
Yeah, and
know.
Even if Mikko is coming up with the song he has wrote himself, everybody is still putting some effort to make it right, and so we're just doing the job together. To make everything right.
Much more now than
the previous.
That's the way everybody can play the way they want.
One part still is with the lyrics that I still, as I've been always doing the lyrics.
But I have one song now, I made lyrics.
Which is a new part that there's one song that Mikko has done the song and the lyrics, but usually I have done all the lyrics and all the vocal things anyway.
Most of the song is Dimmu's lyrics, my music, that's like
the basic formula.
Lennon McCartney.
There was never really set up rules, so everybody can have his fingerprint with everything.
But the lyrics or the riffs.
Of course.
But that was just a formula. That it was just a natural thing. I done everything in that part, and you did that part, and
of course.
Nowadays, it's more about that somebody comes with a song and throws it to the middle of the room, and then everybody is touching it, and then it will be ready.
That's the best way to do a song.
Sometimes,
long story short, we're doing it as a group now.
The new guy has spoken. But will it still be speed metal, and will you still continue to pronounce dumb case?
It's a legend.
Yeah, I remember when we were recording it.
That's a part of the legend. You don't tell the story.
I don't tell the story.
The one I tell is about the thing that everybody abroad in England, America, whatever, comes to ask, why with the K? And I'm like, hey, it
why
sounds
not?
Good. And nobody can disagree with that.
More
money like,
for your money.
They're like, okay.
But I want something special for my show. You're my friends too. Give me the legend.
Oh, I don't be our enemies. But
yeah, because you're so aggressive.
No. Let's stick to the legend. Maybe someday. We'll tell
but
them.
Well, we're at.
I was at the place, so if you meet me after the camera is off.
But with the Ranger anyway, it's somehow in Finland too. It's somehow has come to be a cult anyway. So with the K on the Knights of Darkness, because it's not just the Finnish people coming. What's with the K? But everybody's has been coming to ask, and it's been just funny to say, you know, but it's, it sounds good, but it's really, it sounds, that's the basically, it sounds good. It's, it's aggressive,
it's,
you know.
It's basically the logic behind everything that Ranger is doing, that we do not think that you should do this or that, this way or that way. We're just doing what feels right and what is cool. And Knights of Darkness is fucking cool.
You get and that's it. And that's not part of the legend, but that was also an accident how I pronounced it. Of course, I know how to pronounce it, but that. But then it came to that, and
it wasn't as cool as the Knights.
But the problem is maybe that the Englishmen have such a difficult written language, while the Finnish language is written as it's spoken.
Yes,
that's true. That's,
But that's a cool Finnish touch. It,
yeah,
know.
That's
Finnish
our
touch of death.
That's our, you know, like that's the way we do it.
And I always thought that when you are a singer, it's not all about the singing voice you are having, but the way you are spelling the words.
Yeah, like, that's really important.
The way you put the things when you think of King Diamond or Alice Cooper, it's theatrical and dramatic way of pronouncing things, and I think that Dimmi really nails that. And Knights of Darkness is just one example of that.
Are they trying to get in?
Maybe.
If so, we have to go to the backstage over there.
Right. Well, but let's stick. Okay. If they're really pounding it,
let's go. If they come, we go.
But let's continue.
I gotta take a piece.
Well, okay. Yeah, okay. Let's still continue.
We'll continue.
Han visste det ikke ennå. Men noen av de beste barndomsminnene han skulle ta med seg videre I livet var dagene hjemme syk fra skolen med bestefar som barnevakt. Ikke det at det var så innmari gøy å være syk, men han fikk bestille McNuggets til lunsj og se på TV I sofaen mens bestefar leste papiravisa ved siden av. Og det nettopp sånne dager som betyr mer enn det virker som der og da. For sånn livet, og McDonald's bare en liten del av det, tross alt.
Since you can't give me the legend, you have to give me some other good story from the time as a band. Because when you've played together for a few years, you'd have a few good stories to tell. Maybe the Spinal Tap ones, comic ones, or with fans, like I saw you with fans out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll start with the older one.
Yesterday.
with the older one, 2013, when we played our first show. When I first actually met you, Helle, too, in Live Evil 2013, and I had my bullet belt, it was in a bass bag that I have, the hard case of the bass. But when we were returning from Live Evil from London, the customs took in the bass and asked that where am I, and it was just before the flight where they took me out of the line. And was like, what is this? I was like, it's a decoration bullet belt. What is wrong with this? And then the custom guy is checking on it. That all right, okay. It's definitely a decoration, but still, the plane is there, almost leaving. And I'm like, am I going to stay here in London? And my pals are leaving. I have to go to work tomorrow. What am I to do here? So. Then came to British whatever special SWAT team or whatever came to there with huge machine guns there to see if there's some real bullets there. And I was like, hey, come on, can I just go to my plane and go home? I'm tired of this. And I was like, no, we have to check this. Then came the special forces SWAT team, whatever, with huge guns. I go there really officially and told me to step back. Then they came
back.
Yeah, step back. Looked at it, okay, this decoration belt, and you can go now. Then I was just too infuriated and angry and stressed and hungover and said that, why would you need to come here if someone officially said that it's a decoration belt and whatever, it's just a blah, blah, blah policy or whatever. Then I said just that this is a European Union country. I came from another European country to here with the belt anyway, but they were just like, no, this is United Kingdom. And I was like, oh, well, whatever. And I barely made it to the flight. And that is still one of the really Spinal Tap moments. And after that, I've never carried a bullet belt in a foreign show.
ever anywhere.
Yeah. I'm not taking them either. I've been stopped because of that too.
That's horrible. That's horrible. Yeah. And another legend being missed out on a flight, which was yesterday.
Yesterday.
A first time for us. Two of us got best pie, but three of us, our sound guy and me and Mikael, was left behind because the shitty system on Oslo Airport on domestic flights. Oslo Airport, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And fuck SAS.
And, well, no, SAS has been helping us. SAS, SAS gave us new fucking plane tickets.
SAS is helping us.
So, please.
Oslo Airport, go fuck yourself.
Ville, please shut up about it. You weren't there. Shut the fuck up. You weren't there.
Me and Ville were angry with them. Where the fuck are we? Have a show to play. Where the fuck are you guys?
Fuck you, man.
and the funny thing is that we played yesterday, but we still haven't got our equipment.
Seriously?
It's still lost. Yeah, we played.
Me and Ville got it all right. Well, I don't know what you did wrong, but we played all right.
But do you even know where your equipment is?
It's now in the Haugesund Airport.
That's what you think, man.
Yeah.
But it was there yesterday, 10 p.m., one guy told me.
But put it short that when you are playing in a band and traveling all around with your gear and stuff like that, then after that you watch Spinal Tap, then it's not that funny anymore because you have experience.
It's not a comedy, it's a documentary.
And that's how it goes. But do you even with Ranger too.
Yeah.
But do you have any good moments to share? Like
every moment.
Every
basically.
No.
Not for you. You're the smallest one. So.
Yeah,
so
but good memories. Of course, a trip to Japan which was just a one off, but that's still a magical and still a kind of a moment that you can't really believe that you have been into Tokyo and played to Tokyo. In front of 3,000.
The biggest show we played.
Yeah. Of course, there was fans, but we have had a like an underground following in Japan too. But there were mostly the people were just fans of Finland and Finland.
But
music
was,
anyway, you know, Nightwish, Sonata, that kind of a shit, you know. But it was still a really good part of to be. Promoting like a cultural thing to
of
bring
course, rather,
Finnish speed metal.
Rather us than Nightwish playing there.
Yeah. Well, there was Sonata Arctica playing with us. So.
Yeah, but it was only Finnish bands. But
yeah,
you know, beggars can't be choosy.
That was a good way to promote the band, I think.
Of course,
and
it was amazing.
Basically, the good moments are just after every gig, no matter if we play in Norway or Helsinki or Tokyo. It's every time that somebody comes to you after the gig that. That gig meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
You just cannot be like whatever, but it really feels good, and then you know that you are doing something.
But
the right.
Most of the time, when you hear that, it's either in Finland or in Norway.
Yeah.
Someone tells that
Norway is great.
Finland
because,
and Norway are the best countries for Rage.
Yeah.
We really like Norway, and that's for you, yeah.
And in Sweden too, but we haven't played Sweden that many times. But last time in Gothenburg was. Really insane too. But
yeah, it was a good.
Yeah. Stockholm we have played, but
But the
Norway is always.
Göteborg was really more. That was when people went as apeshit as in Norway or in Helsinki.
And I really think that everybody agrees with that. The smallest things are the best when somebody is going to Dimi after the show that you sang really well, or somebody comes to us like you played really well
in Norway.
Those
are the
best moments.
And especially last night, I experienced that people can be really specific how can one a song can sound like one. This one guy from Oslo came to me that Omen of Doom is like a speed metal song of Trooper. If someone said that, I'm like, well, thank you. What can you say?
Really
it's like
proud.
A,
well, that's
yeah,
a really
yeah,
great compliment.
Yeah, really good compliment, you know. That's good.
And it's always, it's mostly good. Even if we have some troubles during the travels, afterwards we are always laughing.
If we miss our
equipment. If we are missing flights or gear. Or
yeah, anything. We were laughing at it already on the plane.
At the end of the day, it's been always good, I think.
No bad shows.
We don't do them.
No.
You're sure you never had a bad show?
Yes, we have. We've had bad shows. Yeah. But not that many. Only two. One was in Wales, but that was maybe because I was ill playing when I was sick, which is something I'm never doing again, because that's really taking the energy. Yeah, taking the energy of
but
it.
I've played with like in fever and sprained ankle. It's always a pleasure. It's never like a chore. It's always a pleasure, even if it's a bad show. It's like pizza. If it's bad, it's still pizza, you know.
And almost every time, nobody in the audience is noticing that this is a bad show, but just the feeling you get
yourself,
that's
critic.
Not good, so we are really trying to
of course,
make it the best possible every time.
Mm, yeah. Mm.
But have you ever experienced that someone has come to you after a show and told you that you actually suck?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
If you do, be prepared because I'm going to punch you, man.
Blah, blah, blah. But whatever, you know that... No. Really, honestly, no. Not...
Ever.
Not in many ways.
Ever.
All our parents or whatever support this thing so fully anyway, and in... Whatever, any, even if you're in Finland, whatever you play, it's nothing bad. Nothing bad. There's really nobody
you
has
always
said,
gave 100%.
Yeah. But still, no, nobody hasn't ever. Of course, there's reviews, but still, those reviews has been just positive. I really cannot say if someone has said this band sucks. No, I have never heard it. But if someone said that this sucks, whatever.
I don't
that's
care
your opinion, you know.
And anyway, we are still the hardest when criticizing our actions. It's not about if the audience says that you suck. It's not about that, but it's just that we need to have the right feeling about the game.
Yeah, you are your worst enemy.
Yeah.
Kind
yeah.
of
the thing, audience you know. Likes it most times. They like it anyway, but we are really focusing
on
wanting
more
to make
best
it
we
perfect.
Can.
Yeah. We are pretty neurotic.
We are like our own judges.
Yeah.
Are like
yeah, but with the neurotic thing, it has to be always
perfect.
Yeah.
Of course, you can never reach the level of perfect.
You
want to still
better.
But the
audience gives the amount of being perfect. You know, that's still
sense.
The important thing.
It wouldn't make sense to play without an audience.
Yeah.
So you're the psychiatrist.
Yeah.
The personal assistant to Ville.
Yeah, personal assistant to Ville, and they have my passport.
Mr. Bald.
Please send help and money.
Okay, this interview is over.
Please send help.
And that's your sound guy.
Yes. Sound guy.
And
for 2.5 years now.
Meaning that he's a fifth member. Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And the hostage.
Yeah, I've seen some shit.
You better not talk, you know.
So now we already rounded half an hour, and we need to come into the photo, the jingle, and the playlist.
Oh, cool!
The playlist, of course, it's bound to be progressive heavy metal, but it can also be really weird stuff if you think it fits in.
Yeah,
I played
yeah.
Jerry Halliwell for Brian Ross
because
he was in love with her. So,
Jerry Halliwell.
I saw that at the
Jerry
Blitzkrieg.
Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess she's a Geordie too. I guess
she's
Geordie. Like being a Newcastle, they call themselves Geordie. So
she is a ginger and Geordie and John.
But
why don't we play?
Okay, the playlist then.
You can take 3 songs each and then agree about one Ranger song maybe.
Okay.
Can
then
you do that? Yeah.
Who starts?
Dim John.
Okay.
Dim John.
As we are in Norway, of course, I love TNT. So it's a TNT song called Ready to Leave. And the second song will be, because of Somewhere in Time just turned 30 years old, it will be Stranger in a Strange Land.
Ranger
and
a
Land. Cliff Burton just died a few years ago, and it was an anniversary of that, which is a sad thing, so it will be Metallica Orion.
Metallica.
Yeah, you Metallica. Really follow the times. You got your references and whatever.
Thank you.
Cool.
Hello. I will, I can get three songs.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, Hyrax is a great thrash band, but they had great demos. And their demo was just released, re-released by Headsplit Records in USA. And I would like to hear Born in the Streets by Hyrax. And because Judas Priest rules, if you don't like metal, die, please. Rapid Fire. And just to be weird, I will say Uriah Heep, Too Scared to Run. Because why not? Because I can.
Of course you can. Your heap is progressive.
Yeah, I did. That fits.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the weird stuff. In between heavy metal, I would say I'd take the Beatles song Michelle, and then Kaseba. Kaseba song Striptease Tanssia, and then I would take Metallica's Injustice for All.
All right.
Let's get freaking weird.
Maybe. I would say Rainbow's Kill the King. Then Iron Maiden, Children of the Damned, and Judas Priest, Beyond the Realms.
Yes. Ooh. And may I add, Death Crush by Mayhem. I love it.
With Sylvester and Fang.
Yeah,
TNT, Tell No Tales.
But that's that's the older version of Death Crush.
How happy are you about TNT coming back together again?
I hope I will see TNT.
You have to come to Norway.
I will
see them with me
really,
and Elizabeth.
Yes, I will definitely will come to see TNT in Norway, in the home arena.
You
yes.
should come to Trondheim and see them there. That's my hometown and their hometown. But what about the Rangers song? What song and why?
When is this coming out? Is the new album out when this comes?
No. This I'm going to send this on Wednesday.
Okay, an old song.
Storm of Power.
Omen of...
I would say.
Omen
shouldn't
of,
we choose a new song right now? Because of the album coming
but this
out.
Is, but
yeah,
it, it's
yeah,
going
yeah,
to get...
Previous
the album is in bound now.
But if you can send me a song
no,
and you can,
we can
you can't
do it.
Play...
Patience.
I would say, personally, that the ultimate Ranger song is Shock Scott.
Shock Scott.
So far, before the new album.
Yeah, that's...
Let's choose Omen of Doom, because
yeah,
that's...
Omen
that's
of Doom.
Yeah. Because we're in Norway right now, and it's a Norway's... choice.
Yeah,
so
yeah yesterday they really appreciate it.
All the older middle-aged headbangers in Norway are always coming along with the... Can you please play Omen of Doom?
And that's,
so we choose Omen of Doom. Because
that is like actually the song that have like everything that
Ranger stands for.
That's like Ranger in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You also say something about that song.
Omen of Doom.
Omen of Doom. Well, it's a great song. It has drums and guitars and some structure.
Some structure.
I remind you, he's kept
thank
hostage
you,
of the band.
Yeah. Back to you.
Said help and money.
Then we have to round this up and let Necromantio in. But you have to make a jingle for me and we have to take a photo.
Yeah,
sure.
But this is a radio, so no video.
We can do a video too.
But how can you see it on a radio show?
You can see it on Facebook.
Ah.
Yeah. But you have to make a radio jingle too.
Yeah.
What do I have to say?
The most important thing is to say which band you're in and that you're listening to Jernverket. But you can be creative. I've had bands make 45 seconds of like Michael Monroe, he made
a harmonica
solo and a song for a jingle.
It's Mikko's responsible to do the jingle right now.
Okay.
Yeah. only Mikko.
Okay. Okay. This is Jan Market and this is fucking Hellesten Club. And if you don't like Ranger, fuck you and go buy your album anyway. But keep going and metal rules. Dismissed.
Okay, one more time.
Okay.
We had to edit that one out.
Yeah, no, please do.
I'm going to use it for the beginning.
No, don't.
I think that was probably the worst jingle.
Yeah, it
okay,
was.
Okay,
no, another one. Another
because
one.
imagine a radio jingle.
Yeah, okay.
There's a melody.
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't have to be a melody.
But I think it has to be because
okay,
you have a sense of...
He can do it. So
yeah,
okay,
you have a sense of music anyway.
Okay.
Oh, so you get in, the Ranger and the
Jernverket. Yeah.
And my name, that's okay.
Yeah. Jernverket! This is Ranger and Hellestine Klub. You gotta listen to the fucking show and bang
you
your fucking head while you're at it. Really.
Ville!
Fucking
hell. Hey,
emme päästä poista.
Hey, this is Ranger all the way from Finland. We're here in Norway with Helle. You better listen to fucking Jernverket. Dismissed.
Liian tyhmää. Okei, no vihdoinkin. Nyt otetaan kuvan. Kaikki sohvaanko?
Joo, kyllä. Ja tuleeko Juuso myös?
Joo.
Du har hørt et intervju med Ranger innspilt I 2016. Likte du det, kan du for eksempel høre intervjuene med Black Viper og Nocturnal Breed. Neste vekka skal vi høre fra Repulsion.
The songs aren't really that short if you played them at a normal tempo. Everything is there. It's not like an incomplete song or it's not... They have a full feature, you know, to them. A verse, a chorus, a verse, one or two guitar solos, another verse and then a chorus and then it ends or whatever. Just like a normal song. But we just play it so fast.
Abonner på Jernverket podcast via podcast-app eller gå inn på jernverket.com og følg med der. Fortell alle du kjenner om podden, og legg gjerne igjen en god anmelders der du hører den. Og vil du bidra med litt kroner for at jeg skal kunne fortsette å lage podd, kan du gi støtte via Patreon eller Vips. Infoen ligger I episodebeskrivelsen. Og husk på å følge med på Instagram og Facebook for konkurranser og musikktips. Akkurat nå kan du vinne en vetterplate fra katakomben. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv og nå inn I siste ordinære sesong med Jernverket, men det blir hardrock-intervju hver fredag til og med 2. juli. Etter det får vi se hva som skjer. Vi høres!
Han satt der I McCaféen med pensumboka og en latte, og for tredje gang bladde han en side tilbake og leste den på nytt. Og igjen var det som om ordene som stod der bare stokket seg og ikke lenger hadde noen betydning. Men han så at alle andre som satt der klarte å jobbe. Så hva var egentlig problemet hans, annet enn det åpenbare? At eksamen var 3 dager unna, og han bare en tredjedel inn I pensum. Og det sånne ting som gjør at noen tar opp en vindusplass her hele dagen. Men sånn livet. Og McDonald's bare en liten del av det, tross alt.